Blog.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
Hey guys, this is Georgia Wrestling Now. My name is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, and we have Nemesis and Matt Hankins as well, as usual. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing well.
Yeah, what up, Joe? I'm doing good. What's happening with y'all?
Oh,
beat
not
up,
much.
Laid back as always.
Hey, sooner or later, we're going to get this timing right with us cutting each other off.
How are we going to do that?
Me and Jonathan got something planned for y'all. We ain't going to put it out there just yet, but we got something planned to make this more interesting. I'm sorry, John, I cracked the egg a little bit. But Jonathan. So how was our weekend?
It was good. A lot of wrestling this past week. There was Empire Wrestling at Masquerade on Thursday and an Academy Theater on Friday, and then a whole bunch of shows on Saturday, including NWA Anarchy and UIW. What does that stand for, Universal Independent Wrestling?
That is it. That's it.
All right.
That's it. Okay. That's out there in what's it called? Where is that again?
That is Villa Rica.
Yeah, Villa Rica. Yeah. Yeah. They get a belt yet?
They got one. Yeah, they got one.
Oh,
matter
okay.
of fact, they got four. They got a heavyweight, U.S., a cruiserweight,
I'm thinking of the other show. That's the show that Paulo was working at, and they didn't have the belt for.
In Canton.
Yeah. No, but
my
we've
bad.
Got one of our guests tonight is Father John Christian, who is Leatherface's manager, and I guess Leatherface is the guy who didn't show up, the guy who still has the belt, if there was one.
Leatherface has got the belt.
Yeah, so I wanted to get Leatherface on the show, but I guess he doesn't talk, so we're going to have his manager, who's the leader of the Unholy Alliance, which also includes now Terry Lawler somehow. I guess that was a recent development at a show that I was not in present at, but I don't think either of you guys were there either.
No.
But he's going to be part of a show this weekend called Winter Storm with FWF. I'm not sure what that stands for. Have you ever been to one of those shows, Matt?
I have not heard of it till right now.
Okay.
Me either.
I know Terry Lawler's part of it, and Leatherface and various other people, so I guess we'll find out more about that in a little while. And then after that, we've got Action Mike Jackson calling in, who will be at Peach State Wrestling Alliance this Saturday. And he's a guy that Nemesis has been wanting to talk to for a while, I think.
Yeah, I think he'll be up this late, man.
Well, you know, he told me he referees basketball games. So after after he's done refereeing a high school game or something, he's going to call in.
Okay. That's my boy right there. That's my dude.
Have you ever worked with him at all?
I've never worked in the ring with him, but we have worked on the same shows together. Especially when we used to do a show out there in Rome called NAWA out at Dillard's, mm-hmm. man, and he worked a lot with us out there and shit, you know what I mean? Then I did, we did another show. I forget what show that was that we did. He might have been booking that show. And we worked on the same car, but never worked in the ring together.
All right, well, I'm kind of glad, because
I don't want him to make me look bad, because he'll have me blown up, man. You can sell me air fucking around with him in the ring, messing around with him in the ring.
through marathon training to get in the ring with him, from what I hear.
Say what?
I said, you got to pull a parachute before you get in the ring with him. I hear you can go all as long as you want to go.
Man, I think he was the originator of that, what's the name of that match, that hour-long match?
Iron Man.
Yeah, I think he the originator. I think he put that out there or something, because that man can go, man, for real.
Yeah, I've seen him a few times. He always wrestles people that are like 40 years younger than him and still can go with them. I mean,
I'll throw him in the ring.
He held some title, like junior heavyweight championship or something, for a long time, and I think he recently lost it, but he's got a match to try to regain it this weekend. So we'll talk to him about that when he comes on later on.
Yeah, maybe he'll let us know his secret. That fountain of youth, he found it. He had to find it. For real.
Yeah, so did you go to any shows or participate in any shows this weekend, Nemesis?
Nah, man, I made money this weekend, man. I set up printing T-shirts this weekend, had a big order this weekend. But I kept my ear to the ground, if that's what I'm going to say. Yeah, keep my ear to the ground. And I heard about a lot of shows that's out there. You know, I got the results of the Anarchy show. Sounded like it was a good show. I couldn't be out there. I mean, John Johnson and his boys done stuck their nose into some Urban Assault Squad business. You know what I mean? They tried to jump on my boy Shadow, so now I got to get out there. And we gotta take care of that right there, man. That was, you know, hey, shout out to my guest Izzy, because Izzy helped him out while I wasn't there. You know what I mean? Next time I won't miss it, big boy. I'll be there, dog. Dog, I'll be there. I just had other things I had to do, man, but I'll be there. But other than those bad news, Anarchy was cool this past week. Let me see. Where y'all want me to start at? Get started at the beginning. You know, they said that Jeff Gibelli came out and he made it known that Seven and Lane Vassar, two big motherfuckers, two big dudes out there in Anarchy. You know what I mean? His new elite. He talk about taking them tag titles and going to the next level. And when Jeff G sets his mind to do something, that mug do it. You know what I mean? He do it. That's what he do. Yeah.
Well, he was also at Empire on Friday.
Okay.
Which Matt was there. What did you think of those two shows, Matt, that they did at Masquerade and Academy Theater?
I thought the Masquerade show was exceptional. You know, that show is so much different than the Friday night show we usually see. Different building, different crowd. But I thought the show moved along a lot better. The in-ring action was great. Anytime I get to see Dice Show twice, it's a good night.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Dice Show made a quick work of, who was the first team they faced?
They faced, let's see, Monster Destruction was second. I do not, Full-Blooded, excuse me, the Monster Destruction, I believe, was first, and then they made quick work of the Full Italians as well.
Oh, right, because they came out and issued a challenge right after the match that Daisho just finished. I guess thinking
they could
Daisho
have, they could have fought them both at the same time, and I think the result would have been exactly the same.
Yeah, they definitely, for those who don't know, that's Kyle Matthews and Wardell Walker's tag team, which started up when it was still Platinum Championship Wrestling, but they're still doing the Masquerade shows, and I think that they called out the Washington Bullets that night too, didn't they?
They have set themselves into the tag team season, which is going to be the highlight of the year, it seems. There are some teams mind blowing.
Speaking of the Washington Bullets and Kyle Matthews, like I said, I have my ear to the streets, you know what I mean, to the ground. RPW got a show coming up January 22nd. And the Washington Bullets is out there at RPW, Rampage Pro Wrestling. How about that?
Wow.
Oh, yeah?
Those boys do not take a night off if they can help it.
January 22nd, Washington Bullets out there doing their thing. And then I got a chance to watch that, if y'all haven't seen it, y'all check it out, the match against Kyle Matthews heavyweight champion.
Adam Pearce.
Adam Pearce. The three out of falls match. Listen, let me tell you something. That match is off the chain, man. For real. Y'all get a chance, check it out. It's on their site, I believe. Rampage. Rampage.net, I think it is, or .com. I don't know for sure. My bad for not knowing it, but check it out. You can Google it.
He was on Ringside Rap on Wednesday, and he talked a little bit about that match and various other recent matches, as well as his recent wins in the Georgia Wrestling History Awards. He's definitely got a lot going on. And, of course, the Washington Bullets on the 21st will be at Peach State Wrestling Alliance defending their tag team titles against the Exotic Ones. So they got a big weekend coming up.
The match. That's something to mark it on your calendars there.
Shout out to the Bullets, man. They doing their thing, man. They doing their thing. Hey, as long as they keep doing their thing, I'm talking about these boys work out too. I mean, they work out every day. I mean, some workers don't work out every day. And I mean, but these boys, they go to work, they come home from work, they working out before they go do anything else. I tried to get Trey one time to come to a show with me, WWE show. He ain't want to go. He wanted to work out. That boy's serious about the game, man. So shout out to y'all, man. For real. Do your thing, bro.
Yeah, well, they definitely have come a long way since I first started seeing them in PCW a couple years ago. So it's good to see them. So, and what about the Friday Empire show, Matt? There were a lot of new faces there, first of all.
A lot of new faces there. We saw Fred do his thing again.
Yeah.
Fred Yehi is the man to watch this year. You know, I have not seen him really even tested. You know, he had a good show on Thursday against Phantom, won that match. That's a big win. Anytime you get a win over the Phantom, you know you're doing right. And he worked a young fella, Eli Young, I believe was his name. He handled his business there. Saw some interesting developments Friday night. So I was just blown away by Big Wood, who worked Thursday night at the Masquerade, beat Silas Cross, and then issued a challenge to Shane Marks. And oddly enough, Shane stood up and took the challenge, which is rare these days. But, you know, Big Wood stood in there with him. But Shane Marks, as much as I hate to say it, is as good as advertised. He got the win. But we also saw Chip Day come out and say, hey, I've got a title shot, and I'm not going to be as quite as easy to win. So that's something to look forward to. Narcissism looks like he might be back in Empire, excuse me, for a little while. He comes out. He's gunning for the top dog. He called out Mason. And he had a match with Ken Sullivan, and Mason decided it was time to answer the challenge mid-match. So that's something to watch for. And as I said, the big shocker of the night, though, the linchpin of the Empire, Danny Only, felt like he wasn't getting treated by the Empire the way he should. He has joined forces with Phantom. So you can imagine that pairing. He has declared war on the Empire, so get ready for it.
Yeah. Well, I definitely like them as a tag team, but I believe we've got our first caller, which is Father John Christian, on the line. So we will get back to what we were talking about before after we talk to him. So let's welcome him to the line. Is that you, Father John?
Yes, good evening. How are you?
All right, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing Father well. John. Getting ready for a big show this weekend in Winder, Georgia. Father John and the Unholy Alliance will be in action. We'll be headlining the card as two members of the Unholy Alliance have to face each other for the number one contendership for the world's heavyweight title. Two savvy ring veterans in Terry the Rocker Lawler and Leatherface.
Yeah, Leatherface. So, first, tell us what is the name of that show? It's FWF. What does that stand for again?
The Future Wrestling Federation. We run in the Winder, Covington, Monroe area.
Okay, and the name of the show is Winter Storm?
Yeah, Winter Storm.
Okay,
and
so...
This is a byproduct of what happened at Season's Beatings, the Christmas show, when Terry Lawler turned his back on the Future Wrestling Federation and joined the Unholy Alliance.
And
you're going to have Terry Lawler, Leatherface, Brian the Man Titus, and then we also have the Avenger and Rob Russo.
Okay.
So, Leatherface has been the topic of conversation on the show not long ago from the. North Georgia Wrestling Alliance. I guess Marco Polo is now the champion, but the then champion Leatherface didn't show up or something. Can you give us a little bit of information about that?
Actually, a lot of that was we had a death in FWF. One of our security officials passed away suddenly, and all the members of the FWF were at a funeral. And
He
was stripped of the title.
Okay. Oh, sorry to hear that, man. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, we didn't hear that.
Relatively young guy, 25 years old, and came as a shock to all of us. And you know how it ripples through the locker room when, whether it's a vendor or a security guy, that we're all a member of a family, and you kind of take it hard.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry to hear that, man. My prayers go out to him and his family, man.
Certainly.
Well, tell us a little bit more about the Unholy Alliance and how did Terry Lawler get involved with that? Because anytime we've seen him elsewhere, he's typically on the side of the good guys, or you know, the fan favorites or the baby faces.
Well, I think after talking behind the scenes with Terry, he saw what me and the Unholy Alliance are really about, that we are a group of veteran wrestlers that have gotten tired of the promoters putting these young kids over, that they're the ones that are getting the title shots. They're supposed to be the face of the franchise and of the company, and these snot-nosed punks haven't put in any work, that we were out running the roads while they were still in diapers, and what they have today is because of us. So we're going to take back what is ours, and that's, in a nutshell, what the Unholy Alliance is about.
Okay. So you said, go ahead.
How long has the Holy Alliance, like, how long have this, I'm going to call it a view, like a pot of gumbo. How long it's been being put together, in other words. You know what I mean? I can't even say the word. Y'all know what I'm trying to say.
Alliance, we have been together for 2.5 years, but this group hatched about 3 years ago. And somebody, Nemesis, that you're familiar with, was a original member, and unfortunately we lost him way too soon in Psycho Man.
Yeah.
He was one of the founding members, along with Brian Titus, of the original Unholy Alliance. And as we progressed, we took a lot of the fan favorites and the baby faces and got them to turn their back on the fans and realize that they didn't need the fans. They needed a man like me that could make things happen for them.
Okay.
You know how this business is. It's dog eat dog. If you don't get your own, nobody's gonna give it to you.
Let me tell you, bruh, I really know how this business is. And if you ain't doing nothing, let me see y'all. If none of y'all ain't doing nothing on February 12th, tune in to Gorilla Radio. And we're gonna talk about shit like that.
You know, I'll be there. I'll make plans, because you're a seasoned veteran, and you know how cutthroat this business is.
Man, don't I? I know. I know. So I feel you. I feel what y'all doing over there, and y'all keep doing y'all thing. You know what I'm saying? You just do what y'all do out that way. You know what I'm saying? Beat down who you got to beat down. Run the path y'all have to run on. Make them young guys learn, bro. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know. You know, they got to learn respect. You know, they got to respect the veterans, what we've done, the road that we paved for them. What they need to do is when we get out of our car, they need to carry our bags into the dressing room, get us a drink, and then get out of the way. Because, you know, we accomplished more in a year than they have in a 2 or 3 year career. And what they don't realize, the fans aren't showing up to see them. They're showing up to see us.
You've talked about your philosophy a little bit. Can you tell us maybe who's on that list of guys that you need to maybe have their attitudes adjusted a little bit? Who you need to get in the ring and really beat down to make your point known?
Number one sitting at the top of the list is the current FWF heavyweight champion, or I call him heavyweight chump, because, you know, the only pain that he inflicts is somebody having to watch a match that he's in, and that would be Mordecai. You know what? Let the promoters try to drive a wedge in the Unholy Alliance. It doesn't matter if Leatherface wins Saturday night or Terry Lawler. They will be the next heavyweight champion. Because 2012, we're going to send a message that the Unholy Alliance is back, and all the gold and FWF is coming back home to us.
Does the winner of that match get his title shot that night or at the next show?
No, it will be at the next show in February.
Okay.
Because we're moving into a new venue in Winder at All-Star Villiers, and I think the plan is that we're going to start running a bi-monthly show there.
Y'all been running in Winder for a long time. How long y'all been running out there?
FWF has been running down here in the Winder area for about 20 years now.
Y'all been down there. Because I remember when Leatherface started. I don't know when he started working down here, but I heard about the shows he was doing down there or something like that. But, yeah, y'all been down there for a minute.
Yeah, we've branched out, like I say, Monroe and Covington and some of the surrounding areas. We'll branch out and do a show there every so often, but our home base is here in Winder, Georgia.
Okay.
Is that the show that Jamie Holmes is involved with? Does he wrestle
on
that?
Yes, Hotshot Jamie Holmes. Even though he is one of the fan favorites, I will give that particular individual his dues. He is one of the hardest working men in the business, but it won't stop us from putting a boot up his backside. If he gets in our way, he's just another casualty.
Get beat down.
Right.
He's actually scheduled to be in a tournament at that show for the U.S. title with a bunch of other familiar names, Brandon Cage, Chris Nelms, Ticking Time Bomb. Is that the Ticking Time Bomb that Danny
right.
was such a big fan of?
He was handed the U.S. title by one Mordecai. He thought the U.S. having the U.S. title and the world's title, both the U.S. title was beneath him, so he just gave it away. So now there is going to be a tournament for the U.S. title.
Okay. So
and
no one currently holds it?
Scheduled to appear also will be Vicious Vic Rose, may also be in that tournament.
I've seen him at the MGCW shows.
Yes.
Did you ever work with him, Nemesis?
No.
Crazy individual, which in the past year, him and Billy Jack have had some off-the-chain matches. How either one of them came out standing, I don't know.
Hey, speaking of MGCW, what's that guy name again?
Vicious Vic Rose.
He says, "Who's your daddy?" all the time.
Yes.
I think I know who you're talking about. It ain't the Russian, right?
The Russian is now King David.
Vicious Vic, King David. If you ever met him, you would recognize him with the piercing and the purple mohawk and He's a very memorable character if you ever meet him.
Yeah, I know who you talk about. I know who you talk about now. I know who you talk about. Yeah. I know it ain't King David. I mean, David. I ain't gonna call him King David, but it ain't David. I know who you talk about.
That man's a champion. No. You got to respect him.
Yeah. Who the champion?
King David.
King David is the champion of what?
Am I talking out of school? Maybe I'm wrong.
NWA Action? He
holds the champion, I think.
He did. I don't know if he still does. He held one of the belts down there.
He's a Western. He's an NW what?
Well, there's NWA Action and MGCW. Like, I think they may have merged the titles at this point. I'm not sure. But back when we had Andy Anderson on the show, we talked about
it. I remember. I know what you're talking about. Let's move on.
Yeah. So, anyway, tell us a little bit more about Leatherface and his background and his history, if you don't mind.
Leatherface is a 25-year veteran of the sport. Many years ago, I ran up against him, and I was on the business end of that choke slam that he's got. And when he slaps that thing on you, he's got cruel intentions. And, a man that stands 6'5", 300 pounds, when he puts that big hand around your throat, you know it's over with. And Leatherface is just one of those guys that throughout the Southeast, it don't matter if it's the state of Georgia, Alabama, the Carolinas, if you mention the name Leatherface, fans know who he is. When that music hits and you hear that chainsaw crank up, you know who's coming to the ring.
Right. Does he still come to the ring with the mini Leatherface too?
Yes. He still has mini Leatherface. And actually, his long-lost sister emerged a couple of years ago. And she is a sometimes member of the Unholy Alliance when she's not under psychiatric care in Ragdoll.
Oh, Ragdoll? She used to come out with Jamie Holmes in PCW.
Yes, that is actually Leatherface's long-lost sister.
Oh, okay. So, and what is her relation to Jamie Holmes then?
There is no relation with Jamie Holmes now. When she is here in FWF, she is Unholy Alliance to the core because she actually got involved in season's beatings and put a pretty good beat down on Jamie Holmes. He didn't know how to handle such a feisty young lady in the ring.
Hey, do y'all got a website or a site or something on YouTube that shows y'all matches that y'all put that we can?
I believe FWF.com is up. And the talent is listed on there, and then if they go to the individual talents, a lot of those have YouTube sites and Facebook pages where their matches are on there.
Okay. I'm going to check y'all out because sometimes, if I can't make it to the shows, I can check it out online, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
that's one of those things to everybody listening. It don't matter where you're at in the state, support your local independent wrestling because these guys are out here busting their humps to bring you the best quality show they can.
And where else can people see you outside of FWF?
We occasionally, me and Leatherface, will show up in Canton, Georgia, also in ACW up in LJ, Georgia. And right now, that's the extent that I'm doing, kind of scaled back at the first of the year with the holidays and everything. But come March, we'll ramp back up to a full schedule and be all over the state because we occasionally go down to Milledgeville to CWO also.
Okay. Well, do you have any other shows scheduled aside from this weekend show?
Right now, the only one I know of is February 21st, and then if things go according to plan, there'll be one 2 weeks after that.
Okay. It's February 21st is a Tuesday.
January 21st, this Saturday.
Oh, okay.
And then it'll
be
2 weeks from that, which would make it February 4th, I think, right off the top of my head.
Right. Okay. Well, look forward to hearing the results of that. I don't know if any of us will be able to make it to the show, but it's definitely an interesting scenario having two members of your own Unholy Alliance going for the number one contendership. So definitely let us know how that goes if we're not able to make it.
Well, I'll give you a call on Monday and give you the results and the happenings of the night.
All right.
All right,
well, I appreciate it.
All right, I appreciate
Matt,
did you have any
Matt, did you have any other questions for Father John?
I was wondering, I had most associated you and Leatherface with the show in LJ. Do you know when that show may start back up?
I'm not sure. I really hadn't talked to the promoter up in that area in the past couple of months, but I'm not sure when they're going to resume up there.
Okay.
All right. Well, again, we appreciate you calling in tonight, and look forward to finding out what happens this Saturday.
All right. I appreciate your time, and y'all have a great week.
All right. You too.
All right. You too.
So our next guest will be Action Mike Jackson. We should be calling in probably in the next 10 minutes or so. But what were we talking about when he called in, Matt? You were
We're still on Friday night, I suppose.
The tag team season, I believe.
Yeah,
is
tag
what
team
we were
season
talking about.
Is shaping up for a big run. The Bullets will be defending their two-time back-to-back winners. We already know that Daisho will be involving themselves. They're after the Bullets. I guess we really don't know if Phantom and Danny Only are in the tag team season, but it seems like it might happen.
I think it's safe to assume that.
I believe we'll probably have Silent Cross and Master J in as well, representing the Empire. And we also saw the teaming of Hayden Young and Chip Day, which, you know, that kind of writes itself. So with those teams we just mentioned, you're in for a great season. And we don't know who else might throw their hat in the ring as well. So that is shaping up to be something to watch this year.
Well, Nemesis, we all know you're no longer part of Empire or PCW, whatever name it happens to go by, but you're obviously familiar with all those guys and many of them as tag teams. What are your thoughts on how that might shape up this year?
Maybe Chip and Hayden Young, maybe them two. Maybe Brian and Jeter, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't care what nobody say. Brian and Jeter always going to be my gorillas. I ain't got to be there. They always going to be my gorillas. So they might do their thing, man. I don't know. I mean, depending on how the car is.
Assuming that they're together. We saw something Friday night that we don't quite know where that group, whatever their name may end up being, or, you know, they don't need a name. They've made their names for themselves. But there was some dissension in the ranks between Brian and Aisha for sure. So, you know, we're kind of up in our head. I didn't mention those two because we don't know for sure what may go on there.
Hey, did you hear what I said? I ain't worried about all that other shit. I mean, stuff. Y'all hear what I said? Brian and Gina would always be gorillas to me. They always going to be my gorillas. For real. Dead serious. I don't give a fuck what nobody say.
At the risk of riling you up a little bit, did you hear who the fourth member of the match was on Thursday?
No, who was it?
With Brian Jeter and Aisha Sunshine. They worked out a deal with Jeff G. Bailey, and he brought in the No Pain Train Iceberg to team up with him for that match. Which was not at all what I expected, but
me
neither. Still an interesting
scenario. Oh, Iceberg ain't no joke. He ain't no joke. He ain't no joke.
No, he's not. But I was expecting, I was not expecting him.
Iceberg's back.
And in true form, he went right for Jay Fury. They brawled
Jay Fury
over the Masquerade.
Yeah, they fought into the back and pretty much took themselves out of the match, which left it to the Bullets and Pandora and Aisha Sunshine and Brian Blaze and Jeter, which had an unfortunate outcome. The Bullets had to throw in the towel. What did you think about that, Matt?
I didn't like it, you know, for my own personal rooting interest, but I know what John had to do it. I mean, there was virtually no hope. Aisha had Pandora camel clutch in the middle of the ring. It was going to be bad for her. And, you know, John, it weighed on him and weighed on him. He tried not to, but in the end, he did what the right thing to do was.
But, yeah,
that
well,
kind
it
of
seemed
match,
like,
that can happen.
Right, and it seemed like everybody was on the same page the next night.
Yeah.
And so tell me about the UIW show that you went to on Saturday.
Yeah, I really want to talk about that show. UIW is a lot different from the shows that I frequent. It's a different area. It's not an urban center like what I see here in Atlanta, you know. So it's a different feeling show. It feels more like sort of old Georgia wrestling. I call it my wrestling guilty pleasure right now. I likened it to sort of like a Def Leppard concert. You know what you're going to get. Every song's not going to be a hit, but they are going to play Pour Some Sugar on Me so you can at least have something to look forward to. And they've got an interesting mix of older guys, super, you know, veterans, and younger guys who are trying to make their name. But I saw a lot of good things on that show that I didn't necessarily expect. It opened up with their cruiserweight champion Josh Storm and Chip Day. Now, the last time I was there, I saw Josh in the ring with Kyle Matthews, and he hung in there with him, and he even got a win this time over Chip. So you get a win over Chip Day, in my book, that's a good night for you. And let me just give them a prop. That cruiserweight belt is one of the best belts I've seen any of the organizations I go to have. It's a nice-looking belt, and they got the kid super over with that crowd. They love him. So, you know, they got good things going. And another of my guilty pleasures, regardless of what happens in the ring, I laugh hysterically whenever Stupid and Tweety are in the building. Those people hate them so much. So much. And Stupid was in the ring with Awesome TC. Nemesis, do you know him at all?
Yeah, I know both of them, yeah.
But TC got the win, and then I got to see this Ultimate Dragon, who I've been hearing about for a while, and heard a lot more of him Saturday night. He had a lot to say about where he's been and what he planned to do, and he wrestled one half of the Dixie Dynamite, Billy Jack, I believe he wrestled.
How was that match?
It was not the best match. Their styles really didn't mesh very well. It was a little slower pace than I think Ultimate Dragon would have liked it to have been, and he wound up getting ground down a little bit. And he felt the wrath of Team All You Can Eat like many people have. He did something. He pulled off a move that I didn't think was very well thought out. I had something to say about it. He comes out of the ring to talk to me, to argue with me. I told him what I thought about it. We agreed to disagree, and for his troubles, Billy Jack hit him with a chair. So, like I tell so many people at Empire PCW, don't ever listen to me. I will get you in trouble. The only man in this business who knew how to handle me has stepped away for a little while. So I'm not worried about nobody. I'm saying what I think. Terry Lawler also wrestled another young guy named Chris Jacobs, who I don't know at all. However, what I saw in the ring, I believe he's got a bright future. You know, slender, athletic build, real tall guy, knew his way around the ring, so I'm looking for big things from him. But the highlight of the night for me, their tag team champions are Frankie Valentine and Billy Joe, I believe, the other half of the Dixie Dynamite. And they are currently feuding with the Two Fine Mafia, and y'all forgive me, I don't remember those guys' names because there's several of them, and I get them mixed up, but I know they're in the ring with them. Had a very good tag match, you know, exactly what you would expect out of a tag match. Did this, spot here, hot tag and all that. But they ended up brawling outside, and they go to a double count. And what ensues was a pull-apart brawl that the locker room couldn't even break up. I mean, they went at it. Wound up with Billy Joe gets busted open with a chair around the bridge of his nose, and I mean, he's walking around, he's bleeding all over the place. And, you know, we usually see Frankie Valentine. He comes out, he, you know, gets the crowd going. He's a even-tempered guy, good wrestler, handles his business in the ring and does his thing. Well, this guy, Frankie, hot. You know, he's issuing challenges, telling the people, you see this rebel flag on my uncle's ass? That's what we live by. So you bring your ass out here. So I took my hat and covered up a little bit just in case, you know, just in case things got out of hand, just in case that ignited some old rivalries in people. I ducked down and got low, but that passed. And the main event was a six-man tag. We had Rob Adonis in it. Booby Cannon was in that match. The only negative thing I got to say about that is my man Sal, I believe it's Sal Rotaro.
Renaro?
Renaro. Mm-hmm. Sal needs a shirt because Sal is rocking a cup size too big to be wearing a singlet like that. But
well,
a good match.
Sal's been around for a while. I didn't know he was.
Yeah, and is a good worker. Those guys did a good job. I was really surprised with the quality of that show. From the last show I saw there to this show, everybody had improved, it seems. So I hope that promotion does well. We need any good promotion is good for the business as far as I'm concerned. I want guys to have a place to go work, be safe, not worried about, you know, somebody who doesn't know what they're doing, maybe injuring them. And I think that promotion is building to something nice.
It definitely sounds like it. And another promotion out sort of in that same area, I believe, that we've talked about before is Peach State Wrestling Alliance, and we have Action Mike Jackson on the line now, who's going to be part of that show this weekend. How you doing, Mike?
Hello, Jonathan.
Thanks for calling.
What up,
I'm
Mike?
With,
yeah.
We got Nemesis.
Hey, my pleasure, buddy. How you doing?
All right.
Talking to Nemesis and Matt Hankins are also on the line, who you probably are familiar with both of them in different ways. But we're definitely glad to have you on the show. So first of all, tell us a little bit about, are you defending a title or trying to regain a title this weekend?
Well, Peach State Wrestling's gone to a lot of extremes, you know, to come up with what we, you know, think is the best we could possibly offer for that area. And I know there's a lot of great promotions. After I kind of heard a little bit about what you were talking about, I work for some of those promotions. You know, we're not trying to compete with anybody. We're not trying to go heads up. We just want to try to do the very best we possibly can. You know, that's the main thing. But as far as I know, the Peach State, you know, we have the Heritage title and we have a few things, other kind of tag titles and, you know, the heavyweight title. But they're bringing in the junior heavyweight title. They're starting up that junior lightweight or however you want to call it, junior heavyweight. And I'll be going against J-Rod, John Rodriguez, this time for that title. So I'm looking forward to that. Should be a good scientific match. And, you know, he's a lot younger than I am. Of course, most everybody is. But I'm looking forward to it. There's not too many. Matter of fact, you could probably put about half of them in a dressing room together and wouldn't get my age. But I'm looking forward to it.
All right. So which title is on the line for that?
Well, it's going to be a new title's coming in. We're going to call it the Georgia. I believe Shane Knowles is going to call it the Georgia Junior Heavyweight title. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I've held so many, the Alabama Junior title and U.S. Junior title and, got several of them over the years. But I've never had this one because it's kind of a new thing, so I'm really looking forward to it. Maybe be the first one ever.
Right. Now, you you held, I believe it was the Alabama Junior title for many years, right?
Probably about 100. I think it was the first belt ever made.
Yeah. And do you still have that belt?
No, I do not. It's the Alabama Junior belt. We've really kind of gotten away from that because we're not doing a whole lot of promotions in Alabama right now until school gets going good back after the first of the year and everything, and it'll come back into play. But right now we've got the Southeastern Pro Junior title or our title and. We're going to, like I said, use this Georgia championship title. So we're kind of away from the Alabama title a little bit right now. I'm more over in Georgia than I am in Alabama right now.
Right.
Okay. Hey, Mike, I got one question for you, man. And I wish you would tell this secret to me because I need to know it. You found the Fountain of Youth, haven't you? Tell the truth.
I fought who?
Who was that? Fountain of Youth. You found that, didn't you?
No, I was just scared when I get in there. When you get scared, your adrenaline starts going and you just start running and stuff.
because I'm really afraid. Hey, even though you said, you know, that you're most of the guys in the locker room, how younger they are under you, but you can go with a lot of guys, man. Like, what do you do to stay in shape, man?
I pride myself on that. I really do. I'm 62 years old, going on 63. And this is my 42nd year in wrestling, been with every organization it's ever been. And I pride myself on that. I work out every day. And, you know, I'm not a bodybuilder. I'm not looking to, you know, be strong. I just try to keep toned up as much as I can. But the thing I do is cardio. You know, I do the bicycle. I do the treadmill. I do the running. Because what young guys don't understand, you know, you can come and jump through ropes and flip over backwards and do stuff that's astounding, but ring shape is what it's at. If you can only do that 3 minutes, you ain't giving the people much of anything to look at, you know.
Right.
I mean, young guys really don't understand that. You know, guys get trained, but, again, they don't get trained a lot on the psychology. I see guys all the time. They'll call and want to come in and work for us and stuff like that, and that's a good thing. But, you know, you got to give us something. You know, you got to give us more than 3 or 4 minutes in that ring. So ring shape is a very, very important thing. And
right.
That's kind of what I pride myself on. I try to pace myself, and a lot of guys don't do that. They just come in and just like a ball of fire, and they just blow up, and they're done. But you just got to try to pace yourself, because back in the old days, now, this is going to be several years ago, and you may remember these. Y'all might be old enough to remember these 2 out of 3 fall matches. You remember those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about 1 hour time limit matches? You know, I mean, those were matches back in the days that was more about endurance probably than anything else, and that's kind of where I started in this. Just kind of learned about that kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I
saw you.
Fountain of Youth,
yeah. I thought you did, man. So y'all hear it. Y'all know what to do. Ain't no Fountain of Youth. Just get in the gym and work your ass. I mean, work your butt
off. That's
it. Get out there and work
it. You know, if you really want to do something in this business, you know, I'm fortunate enough to work for Shane Knowles over at Peach State Wrestling. You know, he brought me in about 4 years ago. We've been with, you know, we were in Bremen, then we went to Bowden, and you know, I really like working for him because, you know, another thing that promotions have to understand, and Shane knew it before I ever got with him, is that you've got to spend money to make money. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah,
of course.
I mean, you've got to spend it. And, and he came in, and there was a lot of shows that he didn't do very well on when we first started. But lately, you know, we had 368 people the other night at Peach State Wrestling last Saturday. You know, we come back this Saturday, but 2 weeks ago, we had 368. And I wrestled in a lot of shows every week. But for an independent show to have 368 people, that's pretty miraculous, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good show.
Yeah, and that was no really... You know, and that was with no super, superstar names on it. That was just, you know, the guys that work for us, you know, and Shane is always good to bring in guys. He's a very smart promoter. You know, what I like about Shane and Peach State more than anything, it's a business. It's not, you know, we're not Saturday night heroes, and, you know, we don't all wear our belts to bed at night, you know, and that kind of thing. We don't stand in front of the mirror with them on. You know, it's about business. And that's, you know what I'm talking about. Everybody in the world's got belts now. Everybody in the world's a team.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I go to these different places, and there's a world champion in every place, and I'm thinking, you know, how many worlds are there? We're only living in one world, don't we?
That's right.
You know, I asked a kid that one night. He looked like he weighed about 125, and he had a belt on. It looked like a catcher's chest protector. It was bigger than he was, and he said he was the world champion. And I just asked him, what world? I thought there might be another world I didn't know about. You know, but, you know, Shane Knowles is all business, and, you know, I really enjoy working for him, and the guys work hard, and, you know, it's what I try to promote when I promote my shows over here in Alabama when we're doing them in different things. And, you know, you don't have to have blood and guts. You don't have to have killings, and you don't have to run over each other with a truck and a car. People just nowadays want to see good wrestling matches.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Who else does Shane have coming in for this show, or what other matches are on the card?
Well,
you know,
I'm excited about it, and I helped Shane get a few of these guys because, you know, I've been with these guys over the years, and, you know, he brought in Scott Steiner, Rick Steiner. I called Rick and got Rick to come, and Raven came in, and, you know, but we're bringing in Robert Gibson this week, and that's, I'm tickled to death. You know, I worked with those guys, him and Ricky, for many years, and the Rock and Roll Express, and, you know, 8-time World Tag Team Champions, and guys were small. That's a pretty good honor, and Robert's going to be there, and I think Johnny Swinger. I love working on the same shows with Johnny Swinger. He's a great worker, great mat wrestler, and you know, no nonsense type guy. And, you know, you get what you see. What you see is what you get with Johnny Swinger, and he'll be there. And gosh, Crew Jones. What can you say about Crew Jones? He's kind of taking that Georgia area by storm. You know.
Yeah,
he's going to be there. And we got lady wrestlers coming. Two good lady wrestlers that wrestled there, you know, a couple of weeks ago and did an outstanding job. And I think they're going to be back for one more show. So, you know, it's a pretty exciting show. It's one of the best ones around, I think.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I saw you, it wasn't a Peach State show, but it was at the same venue back at the NWA Fan Fest show. You wrestled, I forget the guy's name, but he is a guy
Caleb
I've seen
Conley.
Around.
Caleb
right.
Conley.
Right, and you won the match, and then I went over to just see if you'd sign my ticket, and you ended up getting me to buy a T-shirt, and you gave me an autographed picture of you and the Road Warriors, and
when
you threw my cheese, you pulled the cheese out of your singlet, which means I guess you had it the whole time you were wrestling.
What's that? What did I do?
You pulled the cheese out when I got you. You give me cheese for the T-shirt, and you pulled out of your singlet.
When I first started wrestling in 1972, I started for a man named Nick Gulas. I don't even know if you remember that name. He was the NWA in those days. And I learned about the first year, I learned never put your money anywhere except in your boots or in your britches, because if that way, if they take it, you've got to know it. I learned the hard way.
Well,
yeah,
it looked like...
Speaking of those T-shirts, just tell everybody out there, I got about another 100 dozen if anybody needs one.
Another 100 dozen.
And when you run out of them 100 dozen, you need to let Mills Ink print the rest of your shirts for you.
Hey, I'm always looking for somebody to do it. You get in touch with me, that's my biggest selling item. I'd love to have some. I look around all the time and check out things. Come see me.
All right, well, I'll get with you later.
You got it, brother. I appreciate it because the shirts are really good out. Shirts and pictures people love. DVD, I got some DVDs people love. So it's good. But I'm excited about being a part of, you know, we're here there Saturday night at the Carrollton Fairgrounds. And, you know, Robert and I are going to do a special autograph thing at the Kmart in Carrollton from about 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock that day. And so, you know, we're looking forward to meeting a lot of fans and everything.
Okay.
What other shows do you have coming up after that?
Well, we wrestle over in Carbon Hill, Alabama, in Jasper area. Once a month, and then we do Carrollton twice a month. And I do work. I heard you talk about the UIW group. I work for them some. So Fridays are a little bit slow right now because you know high school football just got over and basketball and all. But now that'll pick back up here pretty soon. And I do a lot of promotions myself. I run a lot of high schools for fundraisers. You know, over here in Alabama, we're kind of strapped for money in these school systems. So I run a lot of those. Myself, I run a lot of schools, but March, February, March, and April are really good months for me, and I run a lot of high schools, and then in October and November, I run a lot of fairs. We do wrestling, you know, shows at the fairs. So we stay pretty busy. I get 2 or 3 days a weekend, which is plenty for me.
Right.
Okay.
Matt has seen you out there at PWA quite a few times, so I imagine he probably has some questions for you.
Sure, I do. You've been around, like you said, long enough to see wrestling in so many different sort of incarnations, you know, what's popular now, what gets the people going. I was wondering, and like you said, you got yourself, you mentioned several others that have been around since that era who are still doing it. What part of coming up do you think that made you want to keep doing it for so long?
Well, you know, wrestling is a funny thing. You know, it's in my blood. I'm as hungry for it now as I was when I was 22. You know, I mean, I really love it. I'm excited about it. You know, when I'm on the road to go to a show, you know, I'm just excited about it. I'm just like a kid in Christmas time. And, you know, it's either in your blood or it's not in your blood. It's what I tell these young guys all the time, you know. I like to watch some of these young guys wrestle because they're hungry for it, and they never should lose their hunger. Once you lose that hunger, then it's just, just another thing. But I still love it as much as I did when I first started in 70. My first match was in June of 1972.
Wow.
I grew up
in Alabama, and I was just actually having a conversation earlier today about how spoiled I am here in here in Georgia that there's promotions where I can go all the time and see wrestling, and I didn't have that in Alabama. Can you kind of talk about what's different? What do you think about Georgia is different than Alabama, and how Georgia can support so many different places?
You know what? It's amazing. When I go to the winters, sometimes in the wintertime, I'll go to like Chatsworth and Dalton and all up in that area, and sometimes they'll have eight shows. They'll have eight shows running within two nights on Friday night and Saturday night. They'll have eight shows running within a 12 or 15 mile radius. It's amazing. Too much of it probably in one way or another. But even when I was back and started full time, Georgia was always the greatest wrestling state. And I love Alabama, love Tennessee, love Florida, Mississippi. That's where we traveled with Nick Goodis, all in them areas. But it seemed like Georgia was just always a wrestling state. And it still is the way it looks like because there's so many promotions running all over the place. What I'd like to see, and I'll have to say this about UIW has really done this, and that's probably the only group that I've ever been around that really did it. I would like to see the guys come together and work together instead of against each other. Now, that probably will never happen. That's kind of like a Vince McMahon and a Ted Turner type thing. When I worked for those guys, you know, it was everybody out for the who's going to be the boss and who's going to take the world over. But if guys would just work together with these things and kind of help each other out, you'd be surprised. That way the fans could, you know, could get a lot better wrestling, a lot better, you know, better places and stuff.
Right. Well, Mike, I want to thank you for calling in. We kind of need to wrap up the show, but does anyone have any other questions for Mr. Jackson before we head out?
I'm just glad to be involved with it.
Mike, before you leave up out of here, let us get one of those. I know all these years you've been in the business, you know, been around a lot of things, had a lot of stories, funny stories and all of that. Before we get out of here, man, give us one of those funny – give us a story, man.
All right, I'll tell you a good one. Frank Morrell. You ever heard of Frank Morrell?
Yeah.
He ended up wrestling as a French Angel. But back in the years ago when I first started, he was the Mighty Yankee. Him and Charlie Fulton, you may not remember those names. They were a hot tag team, and I was just a young kid one day growing up just in this business and thought I knew everything like most of these young guys do. Everybody thinks they know everything and how to make the world go. And so one night in Florence, Alabama, working for Lynn Rossi, if you remember the name Lynn Rossi.
I do.
The show for Lynn Rossi, and I tried to make a couple of real cute moves on Frank Morrell, and he absolutely beat the living crap out of me. He beat me so bad. Now, not in the face or not in the head, but on my back and shoulders and all that kind of stuff. And when I walked back in that dressing room, or when he walked back in that dressing room, I was kind of sitting over by myself just about to cry. And he asked me if I was ready to listen to him, and all I could say was, yes, sir. that's kind of a learning experience that every kid who's in this business needs. They need to get with a Buzz Sawyer or somebody, a Fit Finley or somebody like that, and learn that this is not all jumping through ropes. You need to know how to do a little bit of wrestling.
Amen to that.
I mean, I'm telling you, people that do all this training, these guys, I see them all the time. They say, yeah, I got trained. I said, when did you start last week? You know, they train for 30 minutes. They're ready for a world title. You know, I busted my butt to get in this thing. You know, I got turned down many times and turned away until I just was persistent and stayed with it. And, you know, I wouldn't trade it for nothing. I've had a great career, you know, made some good money over the years, traveled, met some good people. And, you know, I wouldn't trade it for anything. It's been great to me.
All right. Thank you. Well, thanks, Mike, man. Thank you for calling, man. Thanks for the story, bro. Y'all cats heard what he just said.
Tell everybody to come out and see us. Me and Robert Gibson for the Rock and Roll Express. We'll be at the Kmart all day Saturday at Carrollton. And, you know, come out to Peach State Saturday night and see a great show. We'd love to have you.
Do you know the address of that Kmart, or is it the only Kmart?
I don't know the address, but it's right there on Bankhead Avenue or Bankhead Highway, whichever that is, right there in the middle of Carrollton. You can't miss it. Only Kmart in Carrollton.
All right.
And, Jonathan, you promised me you was going to come watch us sometime. When are you going to come see us?
I might come out this Saturday. I haven't been to one of those shows yet, so I definitely need to come check it out.
Yeah, bring Matt, Nemesis. Y'all come out and see us if you can. We have big crowds, and, you know, like I said, Shane Knows runs a top of the line. We start off with a word of prayer, a little testimony, and, you know, we try to do the right thing. It's just good old-fashioned wrestling. You know, I love it. So come out and see us,
okay.
Man.
That's
all right,
bet,
we definitely
man.
Will.
All We'll be looking for
all
you.
Right,
thanks for letting me call.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Well.
See you guys. Bye-bye.
Peace.
I
it's
almost
good
gave
to
a shout-out to the 256 when he said Florence, but I held back.
That's
that
home. Like
well, that's right across the river from home.
Well, hey, guys, we need to wrap it up, but I have a few things I need to mention. GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com's news and notes section has moved to GWHnews.com. So if you're looking for news and notes and things of that nature, just go to GWHnews.com. Everything else is still at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, the events, the radio stuff, and all that. Then, of course, the radio network consists of many other shows, including Ringside Rap on Wednesdays at 8 with Rich Tate, Wes Thatcher, and Mike Sempervive. Peach Tate Pandemonium on Thursdays at 8 with Mike Norris, Jerry Oates, and Bobby Simmons. Midnight Black Mass on Fridays at 8 with Reverend Dan Wilson. And the Ohio Valley Wrestling Overview on Sundays once a month at 2 p.m. with Trent Vendrees, Larry Goodman, and Muhammad Ali Vaez. And that's it for this week, unless you guys have anything else.
Well, if you're in the Cornelia area 2 weeks from yesterday, if you're in the Cornelia area, show up because the ambassadors and John Johnson are going to have to answer to the Urban Assault Squad. We need to know what's going on, bro. For real. Let's handle that.
That's
going to
be January 28th at NWA Anarchy.
Yes, sir. And Rampage has a show January the 22nd. You gonna if you can make out there to that show, you'll see the Unusual Suspects with Kyle Matthews versus Jeremy V in the cash vote. You'll see Frankie Valentine and Patrick Bentley for the TV title match. And you'll also see the Washington Bullets make their debut. You know what I'm saying? If you got time, it's out there in, at Johnny G's out there in Winter Robbins. That's right.
Winter Robbins, yeah.
Yep, out there in River Robbins. And February the 12th, Guerrilla Radio. The show is called Over. Check it out.
We can let us know next week where we can tune in for that.
For sure. For sure.
All right, well, thanks a lot, guys. Matt, did you have anything else for this week?
I'm good. I think we covered it all.
All right, well, we'll be back next week at 8 p.m., and we'll talk about all the other wrestling shows. I think I'm going to try to go to that Peach State one this Saturday. So,
yeah, that's, if I wasn't planning on going before after hearing Mike talk, he really, really made you want to be in the building.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
One
right.
More time on the Anarchy show, what was that date?
The date is the 28th.
Okay, I may have to put up the big hamburger in the sky and call all the boys, see them all you can eat make on the road.
All right, guys. Well, I'll talk to you all next Monday.
All right
then, bro. Y'all
see
take
then.
It easy.
All right.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.